Hey everybody, this is Jessica from The Year with the Dragon. Going on to the first question. Physics is the study of the laws of nature that govern the behavior of our universe, from the very smallest scales of subatomic particles to the very largest in cosmology. Physicists believe that physics is the fundamental science because physics is able to break down large, complex, universal ideas into smaller, uncomplicated, easily understandable universal principles. Our biggest example is gravity. It doesn't discriminate against anything or anyone. It acts on everything equally. If two people are standing on top of a cliff, gravity is acting on both of them. If one man decides to get crazy and jumps off of the cliff, gravity is going to be working on him, causing him to accelerate and probably will cause his imminent death. Okay, problem solving is a huge part of everyday life. In my profession, which is going to be athletic training, I'm going to have to use the problem solving techniques to figure out what's wrong with the athlete, what caused the injury, and how to be able to rehab that injury so that they can get out and play again.
Hi everybody, this is James. I'm answering question number 2 right now, and that's how is problem solving going to relate to my future profession? I don't really know what I want to do yet, but I think really problem solving is important in any job because I'm sure all the time I'm going to be stumped with stuff that I don't know how to do or stuff that I wasn't properly trained in. So problem solving really will just help me get over a lot of the basic hurdles in life and in work in general.
Hey, this is Matt from My Year with the Dragon, and how will problem solving work in my future profession? Well, if this college stuff doesn't work out, I plan on being like a stuntman or something crazy like that. And I could use the problem solving to see like maybe if I get tossed off a building, if the force will break my legs or not, like strong, how dense bones are, and see if I can actually make the landing and not break my bones, because I wouldn't be able to make any more money if I had broken bones. So yeah, that's how probably problem solving will be used in my future profession.
Hi, this is James again, and I'm answering about the Big Bang Theory. I think the largest part of the whole effect of the Big Bang Theory was probably on more providing a alternative to creationism in terms of the universe. It also is not provable like creationism, but it really like spread as a popular idea because until then, at least I don't know about any really popular ideas as alternatives to creationism. So I think it kind of spurred an almost more scientific approach to life in general in the late 1900s. So I think it really impacted the culture of the whole entire world because it was a socially acceptable and scientific hypothesis to the creation of the world instead of just, oh, God made everything. Which was basically the common knowledge and consensus pretty much among everyone who was even slightly educated up until that point.
Hi, this is Matt, and I'm going to be talking about critical thinking skills and what is critical thinking. So to start off, I think critical thinking is a process, a mental process, which has to do with evaluating information. So the critical thinking skills are the skills we use to evaluate information and how we come across to the solution that we get. For example, let's say I observe that a dog wags his tail when he hears his master's voice. I break down that what I see is my observation. I break it down to thinking that maybe the dog responds to the owner's voice, which makes him happy, and therefore his tail wags. Now that was using my critical thinking skills because I was able to take what I saw, bring it into myself, and mull it around or think about it and come up with my own solution. So I think that's what the critical thinking skills do, are the ability to look at a problem and come across to a solution or an answer to that problem.
Bloom's taxonomy also is kind of like a stepladder that you have to master in order to become effectively a master of your education. Without basic knowledge, you can't evaluate results. So basically, the 5 different steps are knowledge comprehension, application, analysis, and synthesis. Basically, you have to know something before you can comprehend it. You have to comprehend it and know it before you can apply it to anything. And you have to know all three before you can analyze it. So it's kind of like the building blocks of education. And it's more than that, really, though, because it's ridiculous to expect someone to understand something if they don't even have a basic background knowledge of it. It seems like this would be more of a common sense kind of thing for people, but in fact, it's not, because a lot of the times, like you've said before, Tony, and I'm sure other people know, that when you try to do homework and things like that without first doing the easy warm-up problems, like on our fast-ring physics, it's impossible to do. You just can't get away with it.
I agree with James. That would just be ridiculous. I mean, you just can't skate through the world, you know? So I think that's why critical thinking skills are so important, because we have to use them in everyday life. You know what I mean? Nah, but seriously, I think critical thinking skills is very important and are very useful, especially in this modern world where everything is so complex and there are a lot of gray areas.
The problem solving is really dependent on critical thinking, because that's how scientists create new things. That's how they improve our lives. Basically, we all have a knowledge in science. And granted, professional scientists are going to have a lot larger base, but even ordinary people can understand science, and it's constantly improving, constantly pushing the envelope. So from that basic knowledge, we can apply and comprehend what we're trying to learn. People like Newton didn't know what gravity was, but he knew a little bit about science. He applied what he thought to the falling apples. And because he was able to apply that knowledge through his basic scientific principles that he created, he is now one of the world's most famous physicists for basically inventing the laws of gravity.
Well, that is it for my year with the dragon.
Join us next time, and we'll be coming at you with group meeting number 2.
Nice.
I shall never forget my year with the dragon.